Hello, friends. This is the Messenger Podcast, where our goal is to develop messengers whose lives tell the story of the gospel. I'm your host, Addison Bevere, and happy Christmas Eve. If you're listening to this after Christmas, I'm sorry. Happy day, wherever you find yourself today. But if you are listening to this around the holidays, I hope you have some amazing plans with family and friends, and I hope you're slowing down to enjoy this season. I know it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, but take some deep breaths and enjoy the season. As we approach the end of the year, I just wanted to say thank you. Thanks for listening and sharing the show with your friends. Thanks for your input on show ideas and for asking us questions or writing reviews. And honestly, just thank you for being messengers. We had an amazing season of shows. We're able to tackle some important topics in our series. And so today I'm actually doing a recap of our top five shows of 2019. So if you're new to the show or haven't had a chance to listen, this is a great resource to know where to start. But first, let's end the year with a listener review. We like to do this, so make sure you get on there and write some reviews. Today's review comes from RK Sledge. RK Sledge said, "This podcast is an excellent resource filled with honest conversations about topics facing all Christian believers for walking and moving in faith." RK Sledge, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. All right, our top episode of 2019 was episode 39, How to Reset Your Health and Fitness Goals in 2019. This was our first episode of the Reset series and remains the most popular. We talked about health and wellness with our panel. They shared their personal stories of success and failure, as well as practical strategies for stewarding your health and wellness. Let's tune in to hear a clip from that show.
People make a common mistake is they say they recognize that they want to be in shape, and so they set this date far in the future where they're going to start doing and making all these decisions to get in shape. And he says, when you feel that motivation in the inside of your heart, I need to make a change, do something immediately. And even if the next day you binge watch Netflix and eat cookies, you can pick back up off that ground that you took instead of just putting it in the far off distance. So take a page out of Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, okay, and start today on whatever you feel like the Holy Spirit is illuminating to you.
I love that. I think so many people wait for New Year's resolution
time
to come around. And I have friends who every year in December, they're like, man, I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to start working out come January.
So that's totally me. So today,
and they say that as they're loading up their plate with cookies and desserts and other things, and I'm like, the two words that move the world forward are do something. Like, if you want to make a change, why would you not want to make that change starting now?
That's good. Jordan, you have any thoughts?
That's great. I mean, just kind of what Scott was saying is doing something now. That's something that I've had to push myself to constantly do because I am a chronic procrastinator. Like, I am that Jan 1 person and then that, you know, February 1st person who's no longer in the parking lot. Like, that is me. So it's something I've already started my New Year's resolutions as far as health already, because I know if I don't do it now, it's just not going to come.
That's good.
And for me, I'm always thinking now, okay, there is more for me. Because I tend to kind of get into this whole shame cycle where it's like, oh, I should do this. Oh, I'm not doing this. Oh, I didn't do it. Oh, I feel bad, so I'm just going to shut down. But for me, what keeps pushing me these days is there is more for me. There is more for my body. And God has designed me to be strong. So I keep going that way. And that's been my big motivator these days.
There you go. Now you're ready to get your health on. If you enjoyed that clip, be sure to check out episode 39, which was the first episode in our Reset series, where we discussed ways to reset your health, finances, relationships, career, and soul. Now we're moving on to the second most popular episode, episode 40, which is also a part of the Reset series, How to Reset Your Love Life in 2019. How to Reset Your Love Life in 2019. So this was the second episode of the Reset series, and we discussed ways to reset your romantic relationships in 2019, and I'm pretty sure the wisdom will reach into 2020 as well. We shared our worst date experiences and practical tips for navigating relationships well. Let's check this one out.
We've had a lot of challenges, but the biggest one I feel like my wife and I have had to navigate together was she was previously married, so she's divorced, and you know, and I obviously knew that coming into our marriage, but there was a lot of challenges that would surface that I was unprepared for and unaware of. And one of those things was, although she was legally divorced from her ex-husband, there was a lot of things that she hadn't separated herself from. And there was an instance, I had come home one day and she was crying. And, you know, I went to comfort her and just kind of, you know, navigate what's going on. And I was like, oh, I hope I'd leave the toilet seat up or something, you know, because some of our biggest arguments were so trivial at first.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
But anyways, you know, she opened up and she shared to me that she had learned that her ex-husband had just had a baby boy, and she was really hurt by it. And, you know, at first I didn't know how to take that. I was kind of a little, took it personally, kind of felt like she still had feelings for him or wanted to be with him and so forth, all these different things, insecurities. But what we did come down to the root of that was, although, again, she was divorced from him, she wasn't divorced from the dream she had with him, the future she had planned and envisioned together with him. And, you know, and that's why it learning about her ex-husband having a baby triggered those dreams again in her that she hadn't properly resolved or dealt with. And I just want to encourage our listeners today that, you know, whether you're getting married again or coming out of a relationship and starting a new one, recognize those things, especially the dreams and the expectation or the future you had planned with that person, that ex, to really make sure you let that go and cut that off and reestablish with your new partner, your new husband, your new wife, if that's the case, and just understand that you're building a new future together with fresh dreams, a fresh vision for your life together. If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that's it does great. Make sense. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to let a dream die.
Right.
Especially when you've invested so much prayer,
yeah,
so much time talking about right. it, building for it. It's really hard to let that go.
And that can outwork in anything. I remember when I moved from Australia to here and, you know, 2014 was a massive year for me. I got married. I left my country. Mm-hmm. I left my friends and family, started everything new. We got pregnant pretty quick. And, you know, it took me a good 3 years to fully divorce Australia, if wow. I can use that terminology, like yeah. to let go of the dreams and the expectations and the plans I had there. I just plopped myself in a new country with the same dreams, the same expectations, and tried to outwork it all here. And it just wasn't working. And yeah. it caused me a lot of frustration, a lot of pain. It wasn't until I separated myself and reestablished fresh dreams, fresh visions for here and for my marriage that we started moving forward.
If you want to hear more on dating, and relationships and crazy stories, check out episode 40 to listen to the full Reset series. Check out episodes 39 through 43. Okay, now we're on to the third most popular episode of 2019, episode 47. Does Gen Z care about church? This episode was part of our Reset Church series. And in this episode, I had the chance to interview Tyler Daswick, senior writer and culture editor for Relevant Magazine. And we had a really interesting conversation about the next generation of church. Let's listen to a clip from that show.
I think what you're getting at is changing the perception of church as something greater that's just a place you go on Sunday. And I think that's kind of why you see churches that are really thriving put such a strong emphasis on community. You can literally like take your church with you on Sundays in the way that you just interact with the people that you see there. And I think that is something that is going to be really, really essential as Gen Z kind of enters into this kind of next chapter of their lives in terms of influence and leadership. I mean, community is going to be so, so key for them. And I think that especially looking at the way millennials have treated church and left church, that's something that's really, really missing right now in terms of, okay, like church, as many of us have been taught, is like, oh, this is a place I go on Sunday, I'll hear about the Bible, and okay, yeah, I can check that box for the week. But no, like you're supposed to be plugged in a way where you are around people you can learn from and be taught by, but also share relational aspects of your life with in a way that actualizes the body of Christ in terms of a bunch of people being in relationship with one another, sharing the vulnerable parts of their heart with one another, saying, this is hard for me right now. I'm struggling with this right
sure.
now. That is essential to church with a lowercase C or a capital C. It's not just a place where, oh, you know, I go in to go feel good about my faith every Sunday. It's It's not like I'm here to be healed. I'm here to be restored. I'm here to grow and receive grace and both a
and give.
Yeah. And
give my life. Like that whole idea of laying our lives down. I mean, that can only be done in the context of community.
Yeah.
That's not an individual experience. Oh, I'm going to lay down my life and my journey of personal piety. No, that's not what spirituality is about. That's not what growing in Christ is about. And it's so interesting, Tyler. You talked about how a lot of Gen Z, they don't identify as religious. Like that's not something that's high on their list when they're defining who they are as a person. Well, maybe that's because their religious experience has been relegated to a meeting once a week or checking some kind of religious box.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if that's the extent of their quote unquote church experience, then sure, it would make sense for them to not identify as a Christian or identify as a person of faith.
If that clip intrigued you, be sure to check out episode 47 for my interview with Tyler Daswick. All right, moving on to the fourth most popular episode in 2019, episode 46, How God Changed a Nation in One Day. This episode was also part of our Reset Church series, and in this episode, I had a chance to interview my friend Dominic Russo. Dom is the founder of Missions.me and organizes amazing missionary outreaches around the world through One Nation, One Day. Dom shared his story and gave practical tips for uncovering God's dreams for your life. Let's listen to part of that show.
What are some challenges that you had to face and overcome to build this movement? What are some of the things about you or in you that almost derailed or sidetracked you in your exploration of this dream that God's placed in your heart?
I think every single one of us have to stand in the tension of what God said versus what I see.
Dom, I want you to say that again. I want to make sure no one misses what you just said.
Yeah, for sure. I think every single one of us have to stand in this tension between what God said and what I see. Oftentimes, what God says looks so different than where we find ourselves today. And I remember especially as the purpose of God was becoming clear to me and the call of God on my life was becoming clear to me, that the only question I would ask continually is how? Because I see no path. I see no logical way to get from where I am now to what I feel God's placed in my heart. And I think as you look at the pattern of scripture, this is the journey that God takes people on so many times. He begins to give them a glimpse of their future, and it could not look further from possible. And it could not look like there's a logical path to get there.
Most of the time they travel backwards.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Not only do you not take a step towards it, you actually take a step in the opposite direction. I've been teaching on Abraham so much, and it is incredible that God tells him, you're going to be the father of nations. And then he's 100 and has not one son, not one daughter.
Yeah.
And
I mean, same thing with Joseph, same thing with David, same thing with Jacob. Mm.
So true.
It's all the same story.
It really is. It's incredible. But I think, you know, the opposite of living by faith, I don't think is fear. I think the opposite of love is fear. Perfect love drives out fear or expels fear. I think the opposite of walking by faith is living confined to what we see with our physical eyes. Think about the moment where God tells Joshua, go to Jericho, march around the city, and on the seventh day, seven times, and then the walls are going to come down. If you were God, or wouldn't you, you know, think maybe on day three I'll start to show him it's working. I'll put a hairline crack in the foundation, or maybe on day seven, lap four, one or two boulders can fall. Yet God doesn't even have one thing change for 7 days, and for 7 days on day seven, seven times, because I don't want my people to be results driven. I want them to be obedience driven. I don't want them to live confined by what they see. Instead, I want them to walk by faith and by simple obedience to my word. And I think with all of my heart, God says, I'm going to give you the promise. I'm going to give you a picture of your future, a glimpse of what I've called you to. And then the word of the Lord is going to be tested in your life. And you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to be moved by seemingly no activity in the direction of your destiny? Are you going to be moved by the fact that you might be taking backward steps? Are you going to hold fast to what God promised you? Are you going to actually continue to forge your character? Are you going to continue to be extremely faithful with where you find yourself today? And if you pass those tests, God will begin to open doors that no person can shut. It's an absolute fact. It's a principle. It happens when we're extremely faithful and obedient to what he's entrusted us right now.
If you want to hear the rest of that show, check out episode 46. And also, just so y'all know, we're actually a part of One Nation, One Day LA, which is happening in July 2020. So there's going to be a massive event in LA this July. To learn more, check out One Nation, One Day's website. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be there. And I'm going to have Dom or Jed. Jed's the executive director at One Nation, One Day. I'm going to have them on the show in 2020 so y'all can hear about what's going to happen in LA, because it's going to be amazing. And if you want to hear, of course, if you want to hear the entire episode, go back and listen to episode 46. And then if you want to hear a recap on the Reset Church series, the team got together and did a discussion, and that was episode number 50. Okay, now we're moving to the fifth most popular episode of 2019, episode 51, Join Our Summer Book Club. That was the title of the episode. And over the summer, we hosted our first ever book club, and I really hope, I'm looking at Sarah, the producer right now, I really hope we do this again in 2020, because it was a lot of fun. And in this episode, we shared our favorite books on prayer and fasting. That's amazing to me that this one is the one that was the most popular of all of them. Anyway, let's tune in to hear a snippet from that show.
But one of my favorite things about this book is when we talk about prayer, most of the time we're talking about our end of prayer and how to ask God for things, how to have faith, all those different things. And those are great. But for me, the biggest and most important part of prayer is the other side. I'm far more interested in what God has to say about something than what I have to say about something. Yeah. And this book for me opened my eyes to the reality that God speaks to us, that prayer is conversational, that conversational intimacy should be normal and expected in the life of a Christian.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I just want to read a quote from this book, which kind of positions it and gives a good context for where the book goes. He's talking about kind of the American lie that we believe, which is like, I can make it on my own. If I only try harder, I can have success. And he says, that whole approach to life, trying to figure it out, beat the odds, get on top of our game, it is utterly godless, meaning entirely without God. He is nowhere in those considerations. That sort of scrambling smacks more of the infamous folks who raised the Tower of Babel than it does of those who walked with God in the garden in the cool of the day. And he says, in the end, I'd much rather have God. You might have heard the old saying, give someone a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach someone to fish and you feed him for the rest of his life. The same holds true for life itself. If you give someone an answer, a rule, a principle, you help him solve one problem. But if you teach him to walk with God, well, then you've just helped him solve the rest of his life. You've helped him tap into an inexhaustible source of guidance, comfort, and protection.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. If you enjoyed that, be sure to check out episode 51 for all our book recommendations on prayer and fasting. We also shared book recommendations on marriage, trusting in God, and cultivating your calling. You can check out episodes 51 through 54 for all of our book club recommendations. All right, that's it for today. Again, I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas if you are listening to this around Christmas time. If not, hope you have a merry month. And of course, I know it's a time where maybe some of y'all have some free time and you're setting goals for 2020. Get on, if you haven't already, get on All Access. Check out the month free trial. You go to messengerpodcast.com/All Access and you can get a month free. And that's where you can access all of our courses, all of our teachings, all the good stuff from Messenger team members, John and Lisa Bevere, guests. We put it all there. Our hope is to develop messengers whose lives tell the story of the gospel. And so that's a great place for you to get resources that you need for your everyday life. We've got stuff there on parenting, and on marriage, and finances, and studying the Bible, and discovering your calling, all sorts of stuff. So be sure to get on there and check it out. All right, and I guess that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, enjoy this holiday season. As you're thinking about 2020 and looking ahead, remember, you are a messenger to the people in your world. Your life is a message. So lean into God's grace in 2020 and watch your world change. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Messenger Podcast. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review, and be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can connect with us through Facebook, Instagram, and through our website at messengerinternational.org. Until next time.